now time for our Axtell locker room chat as it continues on. Jason Tynan, boys basketball coach, joining us here. Brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch. Also want to thank BND Buildings as well. The Eagles still top three ranking in 1A Division II and playing some good basketball. Coach, you guys have been real busy over the last few days. You know, coming out of the break, you had a win over Washington County. And then last Friday, a win over Lynn. You turned around and played Monday, defeated Cornerstone. And then Tuesday night, 71-36, taking down Onega on the road. So successful yet busy week for your guys over the last few days.
Yeah, it's been a nice little stretch here for us. It's good to get back and playing games. And I think, you know, one of the things you, beginning of the season when you're not playing very many games, you're kind of worried about, you know, things catching up to you, but it's kind of been an even pace. I know we had a back-to-back last night, you know, but we got eight games in before the TVL tournament. Looking at records in the TVL tournament, most people are right around that 8-9 mark, and so we're caught up with everybody now. It's just an even playing field, and everybody's playing Tuesdays and Fridays from here on out, and so we're excited for the TVL tournament, and we're excited that, you know, we're kind of getting pieces back together. Colin Shaughnessy's been back. We're still missing Dalton Heinen, and kind of in the swing of things, and guys are getting comfortable and building chemistry out on the court, and it's good to see that finally coming to a little fruition here.
Yeah, you talk about maybe getting some guys back, having to shuffle some things around here maybe over the last few weeks, and you want to be playing your best ball once we get towards late January, early February, but at least at this point, going into the TVL tournament, do you feel like you're playing the best that you have so far this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, defensively, we've been finally able to get into our press. You know, early in the season, we were kind of timid with it because we were afraid of not having enough legs. And so we're trending. We're playing well well as a group. I think we still have a high ceiling, and we still have room to grow. So that's a good feeling as a coach. We've got to clean up some things on the offensive side. And you know, I think we're turning the ball over a little too much. And so there's area room for improvement, but I like where we're at this stage of the season.
Yeah, the TVL tournament starts Saturday. It'll be hosted by Frankfort. This is just always such a cool event year in and year out, and you've taken part in that. And obviously now it's a little bit different the bracket-wise because Troy no longer in the TVL. They're in the NEKL, but that didn't change things a whole lot. You guys are locked in at the 2 seed. You'll get either Lynn or Valley Heights. They'll play in a game on Saturday, and then your first matchup in the TVL tournament will be Monday night. Just talk about that potential matchup and just the excitement around what I think is one of the best midseason tournaments in the state.
Yeah, it's you know, we've seen both those teams, Lynn and Valley Heights. We played Valley Heights first game of the year. We just played Lynn. You know, both teams are extremely long and athletic. They provide different challenges, and, you know, they're going to come. They kind of know what we have now, and so it always, anytime you play a team for the second time, they kind of familiarize themselves with what you're doing, and so it's always, you know, a good opportunity to try to beat a team for the second time, and they know what you're going to do, and they're kind of prepared for it a little bit more. So that's there. And as far as the TVL tournament, it's always a fun week of basketball. You see a lot of teams and a lot of games that you may go down to the wire that you may not see, you may not think of it. So I think you throw all records out. And the thing is, if you saw the records of all the boys teams this year, even the girl on the girls' side is like loaded. But the boys' side, I mean, everybody's kind of bunched up together. I know we're 7-1, but everybody else is like 4-3, 5-3, 6-3. Everybody's right there. And so anybody can beat anybody. And so you got to be ready to play your best basketball, and you got to find ways to win games and close games, because most of the time they're all going to be close.
And then the common theme, you know, for this midseason tournament, you know, with kind of how it's structured, it gives you guys a good idea and a little bit of a taste of what the postseason is going to look like once you get to sub-state and then potentially a little bit more forward in the state tournament. So it gives you kind of a good jumping off point in terms of just how that's going to be kind of structured once we get to the end of the year.
Yeah, and it's a measuring stick, and I think sometimes we look too much into it. And, you know, we've kind of, somebody asked me the other day about it, and I said it's three games where you got to try to get better. And sometimes I think we get caught up on who wins it. But, you know, teams that have finished 7th and 8th or 5th in the league tournament have won state championships. And so it's just, it's just sometimes it's a you have a bad night and you fall into the consolation side, or you have a bad night and you fall into that third place game. But I think it definitely is it's a momentum swing, and it's also where you can learn a lot about your team and prepare for the end of January and then in through February. And I think sometimes it propels teams, and sometimes it puts teams in perspective and what they have to work on to finish the year. And it just helps everybody in the TVL get better for sub-state and postseason play.
Axtell boys basketball coach Jason Tynan joining us. Eagles, a big win on a Tuesday night against Onega. They're 7-1 overall, getting set now for the TVL tournament. They'll play their first game Monday night, hosted by Frankfurt. They'll get the winner of Linden Valley Heights, who will play in their game coming up on Saturday. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.